Y'all can laugh now, man. Y'all don't know why y'all trying to hold it in. We might as well just start the show off like that, man. Oh, man. What's up, everybody? I'm Jew of the WrestleHolics Podcast.
DC Hendrix.
Manny T.
Hey. And I got to deal with these childish bastards right
now.
Hey,
look. It's been a minute.
What you, bro, we seen, well, damn, it has been two
it's
weeks.
It's been a couple weeks.
Hey, Drew, not to piss you off, but...
Bro, you really done changed up since you put that fact checker on there, bro. I ain't been trying to, you really done changed up in the last 30 minutes. I swear,
I got a new name.
Oh, my God. It's about to piss me off, checker. What's up, man?
The next slide is going to say pissed off level, and it's got a picture of you.
Nah, remember, I'm the one editing this, man.
Y'all ain't going to get these looks. My laptop.
Nah, y'all ain't going to get these looks, man. But how y'all assholes
doing? Doing good, man. I'm just, look. My mind right now is just on SummerSlam. Like, Money in the Bank was kind of whack to me. I know we're going to talk about it, but, like, I'm glad it's over. I'm just ready for the party of the summer. I'm ready for SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think this week of Raw kind of just had me like, I'm kind of ready for shit to speed up. Yep. That promo with Damian Priest and Gunther, that didn't... I felt like it was nice guy versus nice guy.
Really? No, I think Gunther is a heel for sure.
Yeah.
In a way, but I think people are rooting for Gunther as well.
I think it's more Damian. I think people are rooting for Damian.
Damian's like the anti-hero. He's going through that anti heel to babyface change.
Yeah, he's definitely babyface. Yeah. He got a big ovation.
It's still weird seeing him as a babyface. Well, these last 2 weeks has been weird.
Yeah. Because it's like the transition. Yep. It's a very quick transition from Tread heel lightly. To babyface.
Boy.
And I mean, he's still champion. Did any of us pick him to win?
To win?
To win what?
To win Money in the Bank?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I thought Seth was going to finish the job, but yeah. I guess not. But I mean, he had a good match.
I mean,
well.
In Seth's defense, he
didn't get pinned.
He got screwed over.
Boy.
And he wasn't pinned.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't technically
lose. I mean, he didn't win, but. Didn't lose
well,
either.
It don't matter to him now because hell, he's looking for CM Punk from now.
Right. Yeah, that whole thing.
Drew ain't going to let that happen until he gets his piece of flesh or pound of flesh.
We'll get into that. But I mean, just overall, I wanted to give a quick shout out. I'm going to start with Drew for his article. Drew did his first article, y'all, in WrestleHolics. Let's get it.
Hey,
appreciate it. Appreciate
it. Go ahead and talk your shit.
Oh, no, man. First off, it's called. Damn, what's my shit called?
Outside the Ring.
Outside the Ring with Drew, man. I got so many different segments of everything. Hell, I don't know what I'd be doing. One-on-one with Drew. Don't start.
Boy, shit.
No, so finally did my first article. Did it on Money in the Bank. I'm not going to lie. I was excited after it was finished. I was hoping Chelsea Green hit me up, but yeah, that didn't happen.
Shout out Chelsea Green.
No retweet, no share, no like.
Man.
See how it is, Chelsea.
She's too busy, you know, nursing the wounds, though.
Yeah. So let's just even get to the match. So Money in the Bank. That might have been my favorite ladder match in, like, ever.
Yep. Over Edge and the...
Yeah. Because I was too young with Edge, and it was... So it was just really... It wasn't me critiking it.
Right.
Yeah. It was just me just like, oh, shit. They're jumping off ladders.
They're jumping off ladders.
Yeah.
You know, it was cool.
They're getting spiked on the head on the ladders.
As an adult, like, you view it differently, and you're watching for different reasons. And, like, I agree. Like, I think that's my favorite ladder match I've seen, too.
Man.
Yeah, that match was fire. Definitely not the men's ladder match, but the women's ladder match was fire.
I never cringed that much.
Yeah.
That was the part about it. I was like my
shout
body
out
was
Zoe
everywhere.
Stark for that, man.
Yeah,
she,
shout out
she
Zoe
had
Stark.
Some spots.
So, in my article, that's what I spoke on. Everybody know I barely speak about Zoe Starks, and she was one of the people I was proud of. I just couldn't believe the performance. I was like, she took a lot of bumps, like some shit where I was just like, yo, that where it made me cringe. Like the last one with her and EO.
I thought she died.
Yeah, I said, well, WWE doesn't care about her anymore.
Right. I honestly think the women's Money in the Bank ladder match took over the whole night up until we got to the main event.
I think we were kind of saying that that the show was going a little bit slow for us. Because there's only five.
Off. All the way up to the women's ladder match, I was pissed off.
I think I had got, matter of fact, I had just got home for that part.
Yeah, because you had already checked the group message.
So pissed off. I'm like, what are these dudes talking about?
We were going off.
Man, I was just like, man, I don't know what they talk about. This match is dope.
Guys, man, that Drew shit was so predictable, bro. Yeah. Like, it's like, come on, man.
I was disappointed when I saw that.
Yeah, like so predictable.
And then they snuffed out Braun. I'm sorry, you can give Braun Sammy's all the push you want, but they snuffed him out with that
loss.
You
know what they're doing, though, right? Like, you see what's going on here? It's going to be a triple threat. Another triple threat. Yep. Drew's favorite at SummerSlam. Ilya Dragunov, Sami Zayn, Braun Breaker.
Man, that should be pissing me off.
And Braun's going to pin Ilya, and Sami loses the title without getting pinned.
Fair.
I mean, I guess, but so it's just like strong.
I'm tired of that scenario, though.
I'm getting tired of these
buildings. Sometimes them motherfuckers need to get pinned.
Right.
It's okay.
I mean, Cody got pinned.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's okay.
There's nothing wrong with getting pinned, but it's just.
I believe I called that scenario out, too, if I'm not mistaken. Cody getting pinned by Solo.
I know I did.
You did. Yeah, because I said.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know I did. Because I said it's setting up SummerSlam, because Solo got to be the one. Because you said Fatu.
Yeah, Jacob I thought Jacob was going to pin.
I think both
Kevin.
Y'all said that.
Yeah, I thought Jacob. Man,
he stole the. That man moves so nimbly.
He does.
Yo, that was crazy. That was another person I talked about. Yeah, I was like, first impression is everything.
Everything.
Never watched none of his matches leading on to this. So I'm just like, yo, buddy, can really wrestle, buddy. The stuff he do off top of the ropes just like this shocks me. I don't know how many big dudes or dudes his size can.
His uncle
effort. Yeah,
Umaga moved like that.
I was gonna say Umaga was pretty.
Yeah. Facts.
Yep, and then to come out on Friday night and just completely destroy everyone.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, everybody bigging up Solo for the match, but I'm like, yo, if you look at the match, like, yo, he was putting in all the work. I remember one time I think he pulled Solo to the corner, then tagged himself in. I'm like, God,
a lot of it is the same thing. What we seen when Roman was champ when Solo came in.
Yep,
like Solo did the work, and Roman usually got the pin. He'd do the smear, and it's over. So, like, it's the same thing. It's just a different.
I don't know, man. Solo wasn't looking like this.
I think he was. I think he was. That's why people wanted this to happen.
Yeah.
He was looking, I mean, to me, like, from my personal perspective, while Jacob Fatu shocked the world and everybody's all over his bandwagon, to me, it's all about Solo. And to me, right now, we're watching the birth of another legend. And I think Solo is 100% stepping in that role and fulfilling it and improving significantly on the mic. Like, dude, like, I watched this man in NXT and was like,
He was a little,
It was a little rough.
It was like sandpaper.
That was only a couple years ago. Like, that's not even that long
and
ago.
And I called him at the last, I think he had just lost his title, and then he get transferred to WWE, so I didn't get, like, no good impression of him. So I'm just like, yo, what the baby of the family doing?
And now, he's the tribal chief. It's all coming.
Wait, it's been 3 years?
Yeah, it's been 3 years since he came up.
What I be doing sometimes?
I'm telling you.
Sleeping on NXT,
That was the best part of the night, though. Hmm. I think, the main event, while I was hoping the main event was going to be Damian and Seth Rollins, I think they did the right thing because the bloodline and Solo pins the Undisputed Champion.
No, they set it up right because I don't think we would have been real happy at the end if it was a Damian.
If what happened in that match at the end.
Absolutely not.
For sure. I wouldn't have been. Oh, I guess I wouldn't have been. Yeah, because then I would have been pissed off at the end of it where that happened in the middle of the show. So I was pissed off up to that point, but then the rest of the show was good.
Yep.
So it made the show not as
I just had bad. To tune in. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Because they started with the men's, right?
Yeah.
And then they went to Braun and
Sammy.
It's about to be bad. I don't remember nothing about the men's Money in the Bank match.
I don't either. That's
other
that
than
was
Carmelo
the worst
getting broken. Like, man, he was definitely the rookie. That. I mean, he got slammed on that ladder, bro. Like, it was bad.
Well, also, let me not even lie. I've probably replayed the women's like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I can't help it because, like I tell y'all all the time about like how I view wrestling, the theater part of it. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that shit was beautiful. Like I said, when Zoe started taking her bumps, and then Chelsea Green, I ain't gonna lie, she fooled me. She fooled the shit out of me at the end.
Her hometown crowd, she had to show up.
Because I was like, I'm thinking Chelsea Green gonna win, and then at one point I was like, oh shit, oh this about to happen. So I'm standing, so I'm saying a couple things like, yo, get the get the ladder. Cussing and everything.
She had the hook open and everything.
Oh, it did. Tiffany got over there and they pushed her off. I was like, yo, that was beautiful. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. That like the signature to me.
I low key forgot about the tables until Tiffany started tipping her over. I'm like, oh shit. And
it was real cool how she did it too. She goes, hey.
Yeah, it's just like a little time. Hey.
Hey, check this out.
Yeah, and like Chelsea doing her normal, you know, like freaking out face. Like, that was a great, I mean.
She landed perfectly.
Perfect on the table. Perfect, man. That match was so good. And like, once again, man, a story that we've seen play out so many times, the women steal the show once again.
Yep.
Once again.
And I'm not going to lie, after she took that bump through the tables, the next day, I went back and watched a bunch of her bumps she took in Lucha Underground. Mm-hmm. Man, she used to take some big bumps.
I forgot she was even in Lucha Underground. Yeah, I got to watch. They need to bring that back also. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you got, you know, the whatever you want to call it, the Roku TV, mm-hmm. El Rey, the station, they show Lucha Underground on it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So I didn't catch that. Shout out El Rey.
I got that Roku. I might have to check that out.
I'm about to see if the Kaida Lounge got it.
I watched that, and I watched they do TNA 60 on there.
Yep, I've seen that.
Yep. I was wondering where TNA was. They got their own
channel ad now. Yeah.
Oh, Access TV.
Yep.
I ain't got time for it. Maybe. Since they kind of like family now, I guess.
Your boy's a mainstay at TNA.
Nah, man, Joe Hendry know where to go, man. Y'all lucky I ain't got there the sound bite.
I thought he was gonna come in with a damn Joe Hendry shirt.
Did send him the link.
Yeah, y'all. I was right there. I was like,
all right. Ordered that shit as soon as I sent it to you.
I thought about it. I was just like, I could really. Oh, these bastards got jokes now with the cameras. All right, bet.
Hey, you know he wants to start clapping.
It's like back in the day. Remember that episode of SpongeBob where he went in his closet and it was all the same damn outfit. You believe, huh?
All right, bet.
I had to get that off.
I'm going to remember this now. if y'all look different on these edits, I don't want to hear nothing. I just want y'all to remember this moment.
Hey, your man did show up for Trick though.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And Trick said, "Hey, all I did was say his name, and he showed up."
That bastard. Don't even get me started, dude, because he appeared out of nowhere like that again. I was like, yo, this dude is hilarious. I don't got to watch him wrestle. He just can do this shit all day.
Hey, he does a superhero turn real good.
I swear.
No, WWE. Fuck y'all. WWE helped him with that. Because I ain't seen him do that in TNA.
No.
I was like, yo, where he get that? Yo, WWE has something. They seen something funny in that. I don't care.
Hey, I did fall down the Joe Hendry rabbit hole, though, a couple times and listen to all his little parody songs.
Dude, something's wrong with him. Yo, he might be on drugs, but I'm not going to go there.
I definitely did not. That is definitely y'all's wrestler.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, dang. So I'm not going to lie, though. After watching that tag team match.
Mid at best.
Y'all not believing.
Clearly not.
Y'all not believing.
At the same time, too. I mean, he may be funny. But like I sent it in the group, bro. He's Hurricane. Hurricane was funny.
That sucks.
Don't Chad Helms in right now.
He's funny, but in the ring, no.
I don't know all y'all expect from Joe Hendry, man. He could do so much.
I mean,
he looked like a soft ass big man.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let me lie.
His finisher's kind of cool though. Like it's like a
It confused me a little bit. I was just like. All right, so I see where you get that hurricane bull.
Telling you.
No,
might as well come out to his theme damn near next time. God.
Hey, I ain't never tell you. I met him one time, too.
Who?
Chad Helms?
Yeah. This early Twitter days, too.
Gregory Helms.
Yeah, when I was working at the airport.
Why do I keep calling him Chad
Helms? Yeah, actually, I got a picture of it on Facebook.
That's what's up.
I remember I was working early that morning.
Yeah.
And it was after like a house show or whatever. So he comes in there and I'm like, the fuck? Hold on. I think that's. I was like, I didn't know how to approach him. So I was like, all right, let me think about. All right, what can I say? All right, I went on Twitter. I was like, yo, I think I'm sitting by Hurricane. He said, hey, this you? I said, oh shit. Damn, I didn't know he was going to check his Twitter that fast. So we talked for a little bit. Me and him took a picture. And then then 2 hours later, why end up meeting Jake the Snake and DDP?
Wow.
Dang, yeah, I still got a picture of that too.
And boy, shit. Hey, I like how you sitting here for two podcasts now. Let me call him Chad Helms.
You called him Chad Helms?
Twice.
I remember that. My bad.
I don't know where you had you in this Chad on him. We're going to talk about this.
We're thinking of Chad Henne, the quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
Chad Helms.
Man. I'm going home.
Check with HR after this.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of wrestlers to remember, and he's one that has definitely not wrestled in a long time. Yeah. So, like.
And he does good breaking up fights, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That man will get in the mix and catch an elbow or two like old
So does Joe Hendry got you watching NXT? That's the real question.
No.
Well, then we might as well move the fuck on.
Right.
I thought he was about to go into NXT discussion. I was about to get excited.
No, maybe next week.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, Joe Hendry might be back again.
That's what I might have to do, like put a jar like in the middle or something. And like every week I don't know, but like put in five in the jar. Try something different, man.
Yeah, so we get ready for SummerSlam, y'all. It's about that time. It's only a couple weeks away. Yep. Just to let y'all know.
2 weeks.
So, like, you know, we talked about the Bloodline. And it definitely, I don't know if it's official yet, but we definitely getting Solo Cody.
It is official.
Yeah, it is official.
Is it official?
I thought they made it official yet. Friday.
Who else is running?
I mean, it's going to happen. But I don't know if it's like official.
What is this,
official?
A presidential debate?
Yes.
So like,
it's that time.
It is that time.
Yeah, fair.
But, okay. So while we looking ahead, Roman returning at SummerSlam, or is it going to be Jimmy?
I think they're going to let it cook a little
bit. Or Zilla.
Ooh,
or Lance. Or
the whole family.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, there's another Fatu, that their littlest brother.
There is?
Yeah, they were talking about him.
All right, man, it's starting to turn into the Wayans brothers.
Right. Yeah, they got so many.
The ghetto Brady Bunch. The tribal Brady Bunch.
So Zilla's not the youngest?
No, there's a... I think Rikishi's got another one.
Good Lord.
Boy, they was having sex back then.
Hey, let me live up to my name.
I love that ass move in the corner. They were loving that shit back then. Boy,
wow.
Damn.
That's why he had that outfit all the time.
I didn't know that. I mean, so it's definitely clear that someone's returning at SummerSlam.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be Roman.
You think it's going to be Roman?
I'm starting to get that feel. It's just like he's been gone for so long, and I don't mean to put like
too early though. Because like I feel like Solo is just now getting the traction.
I wouldn't say too early because now I feel like now you got a fight between them first. And then, hey, he got to go back and try to get his belt also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like it's the right time to build up for this, for a long storyline. Well, hell, think about it. We just spent this long paying attention to the Bloodline now. Now, look, we might as well spend
it's
some more
be
time.
Jimmy.
You think
Wow. So? I only say that because, and like, there could be a possibility that Zilla comes and helps and joins the current Bloodline and stops Jimmy from helping. The only reason I think that's more of a possibility only because I really strongly believe that we're getting them at War Games. Hmm. And like, that's a long ways away. So like, I think I said that last week or the last time we recorded, it's like, that's a long time to build, you know, these two going head to head for a War Games match. Like that's months away.
I did see an article that came out talking about Jimmy was still out with an injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. It could, you know how they like to spin stuff. So.
Right. Right.
We don't know. Hell, we might get The Rock.
Mm.
I mean, he's still considered Bloodline. He might be taking a break from whatever he's doing. And,
that is fair.
Yeah. I was just watching, what was it? The behind the scenes of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And that would kind of make me think that a little bit. I was just like, yeah, he about due to come back sooner or later.
Mm.
I mean, he left the day after WrestleMania. Well, so that's been about 3-4 months. Well, maybe five. Yeah, might see him at the end.
Tamiko Fatu is the other one.
Tamiko?
Yeah, T H A M I K O.
Wait, is Bad Blood in September or
October?
Okay, so hey, I'm could see something around that time to mix some things up.
Bad Blood could set up War Games too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's.
So I think I'm still sticking. Yeah, I mean, the only reason we're looking ahead at that is only because it's only a couple of weeks. So, like, somebody's returning. Well, who's your official prediction of who's coming
back? Like, total? Like, out of everyone injured?
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, not to piss you off.
Uh-oh.
Charlotte Flair.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, I'm recognized doing this edit. I'm going to have to put in the little sensors now because, like, the fuck?
Hey, no. It's time. It's SummerSlam. It's gearing up for the end of the year.
That's crazy.
When does she usually come back?
Yeah, that's usually around the time she bring her ass.
But yep. Look, as long as it's not in the title picture.
You know it's going to be in the title picture.
I mean, I'm hoping it's new era.
It's old Flair.
It's a new era, yeah. Though.
She's still a Flair, though.
It's a new era.
You don't think she wants to see herself at top in this era?
I don't think she's going to be in the title picture. And I say that because it is clear right now, if y'all haven't noticed, and that is the main focus of this week's episode, is that it is definitely clear that we are officially in the new era.
Yeah.
Where it's been teased for a long time, like, oh, we're getting ready for the new era. Well, right now, think about who the top stars are right now.
Rhea.
Right? It's Rhea Ripley, not even 30 years old. Mm-hmm. Who do we just end Monday Night Raw with on the screen?
Braun Breaker.
On the screen. Yep. Main event of Monday Night Raw. Mm. Damian Priest is a world heavyweight champion. Yep. All new stars. Tiffany Stratton, Money in the Bank. The Wyatt Six. Solo getting ready to main event for a world title match. Mm. Like
Tiffany Stratton and Nia Jax.
Nia Jax. Like, this is definitely the new era.
And they've been throwing around women's mid-card titles.
Yeah, Logan Paul.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, this is, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, look. I know how we feel about his title reign, but look, it's a new era. He's still
it sucks.
He's young, and you know.
Speaking of the title reign, that's kind of a thing I've been wondering about. Like, I wonder how they're going to play these out now, because after this whole Roman thing, you've seen this, and Roman and Gunther, it's like, all right, how long should we actually keep these titles on some of these superstars? Yeah. Should we build it up, or are they ever going to go back to, hey, you might only have this title for a month?
True.
Like, I'm kind of curious on how that's going to play out.
A 62-time 24/7 champion.
Racking them up. No,
I better not see that title again.
That's what made me calm down, though. About Money in the Bank. See, like, obviously what happened with Drew was very predictable, mm-hmm. and I was pissed off. But, like, when you sit back and think about it, and Tiffany on the other side wins, you sit back and think about it. All right, who won Money in the Bank last year? Damian Priest, yep. Io Sky. Io Sky cashed in very quickly.
Yeah.
And Damian Priest literally just cashed in at WrestleMania, literally a couple months ago.
And we're on record saying this. I'm like, bro, I don't know how many times I'd have forgot Damian was like Money in the Bank. I'm like, oh, he can still use that. And then they was pissing me off when they were saying, he can use this on any belt. I was like, all
right,
bro,
do something.
Y'all gonna piss us all off.
And what's crazier is, who remembers Gunther winning King of the Ring?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That whole tournament in general was mid.
Well, the only one that they're pushing is Nia Jax.
Yeah.
I mean, Gunther
definitely
won, and then was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go on vacation."
Right.
Don't even write
where
me
Nia Jax every week. We're reminded she's Queen Nia. Oh,
no, but I mean, I look at it from a promo standpoint. I mean, do we need to see Gunther right now?
I mean, I forgot that he was even in the title picture for SummerSlam, so maybe.
I was cool with him, well, until this past Raw, yeah. I was cool with him taking a break, because I'm like, who do he need to prove himself to? Who he need to slap around? Like, no, it'd be pointless to watch some of these matches.
Right.
Or him being in these promos every week. Like, Gunther, we are not trying to hear you talk every week.
And you know what? And before Monday night, I thought he did do good promos. But man, did he change my mind.
Either that or Damian just got way better and exposed how bad Gunther is always.
I think they probably gave Damian some confidence with himself, at least. Like, all right, I know I'm better than Gunther on the mic, so I'm cool. You're going to have to learn off of me.
Right.
So
I think spitting promos with Seth the last, two, 3 weeks helped him out a lot.
And then also, let's not even forget these Judgment Day segments as well. So it's just like, this dude is talking everywhere right now.
Everywhere. But like that's why
Don't you even do it, man. You try to get me to do
something. That's why I cooled down, though, y'all. It's like, you know, I was pissed off that Drew won and lost it right away. But like I said, we just got done with almost a year of Money in the Bank on the men's side.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The women's side was quick. So I think they wanted to kind of flip the script, go opposite, where the woman is going to hold the Money in the Bank for a while and build herself up like Damian did. So they're going to do that with Tiffany. And then the men's side, it was a creative way to add more fuel to Drew McIntyre.
I swear I thought I said this last time we was over here, that we didn't need the Money in the Bank. Or maybe I said it in our group message, but I definitely had said, like, listen, we don't need another rank. We don't need to watch a Drew 3 or 4 months having the Money in the Bank. We don't care. Like, we know what you want to do.
But I think the angle with Tiffany, though, is with her aligning herself with Nia Jax and possibly Nia Jax beating Bayley, she's going to have that always having Nia looking over her shoulder.
Right.
Like, oh, is she going to cash in on me now, or is she just, is she going to, she rocking with me?
She's another one that's baby face now, too. She has no choice.
Yeah.
Literally.
Like, Nia.
Tiffy time.
Tiffy time. Like, literally, the crowd's going crazy.
Yeah.
And always do still, internationally now, even.
No, internationally. I think she's bigger internationally than she is in here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can see it, but I still got, like, I feel like there's a way to boo her still, in a way, if that makes sense.
Oh, her persona, her aura, you can boo.
Yeah.
Because she is that, she's that.
She's like that cocky.
We wear pink on Wednesdays, mean girls type chick.
Yeah. Definitely, I definitely would say that. Like she, every time she walked to the ring, even her music is annoying to me. I mean, it's dope.
It's dope.
Her high pitched voice too. I just want to smack her something. Yeah. Like, hey, but if, calm down with that.
Let's not lie, it fits though.
It does.
It does, but it gets extremely annoying after a little bit.
At least Karen don't be squealing like that in all of her promos.
Shit, Chelsea do.
No, she doesn't.
I was gonna say she does sometimes too,
but not as much as Tiffy talks that way.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, yeah, she does. No, that's her real life.
I'm just hoping, though, that...
I feel sorry for old Kaiser, then, if she really talks like that.
Talks like that?
Yeah.
He probably only be paying... He look like he just... Like, like, he just don't even be paying no attention to her.
I hope the briefcase does for Tiffany what it did for Damian, though, because it really helped Damian, and now he's finally showing he's having a good reign. Big match on Monday night, finally beating Braun Strowman, which needed to happen because I was tired of him randomly putting himself in Judgment Day business, which made no sense. Because
he got hurt, too.
Yeah.
That didn't make no sense to me.
So I was so glad to see him put an end to that, but a big victory for Damian Priest on that. But, like, speaking of the Judgment Day, though, Rhea's back, finally. Mommy's back.
And mommy let it be known that she's back.
Oof.
Man.
More ways than one.
Hey, y'all in a relationship, so I can talk all I want about her right now.
She had the JNCO jeans on. She had the
Hulk.
My girl would join in.
Like, telling you.
Man.
Her and Liv at SummerSlam is official, pretty much.
I think Liv's going to win, honestly.
I think so. Yo,
I'm not going to lie. That promo had me going back and forth. I'm like, yo, I don't know who about to win this one.
Liv sitting on the stairs with that wet white t-shirt on. I'm just like.
It's going to be because of Dom.
I'd like wipe sweat off my head. And then she was spitting some game, and I'm just like, oh, man.
Dom's going to help her win.
I think so. Ooh, that's saying a lot. I think it's going to be inadvertent. I think he's going to do to Rhea what he did to Becky.
It's either going to be that or Finn.
Ooh.
You think they could break up the Judgment Day now?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Rhea and Damian are for sure babyface. Yeah. While the Judgment Day is definitely healed. People still hate the Judgment Day.
And you can see when she was like, why is Carlito in our clubhouse?
Yeah, I was with her. I was like, yeah, this has been a couple weeks. I kind of ignored it. I tried not to acknowledge it too much, but I'm like, all right, what Carlito
low
doing?
Low-key became the funniest member of the group, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's like, not cool. Man. That's not cool.
He did to the Judgment Day what R-Truth was trying to do.
Was trying. Yeah, and it, I mean...
Huh, that's what it is. All right, so it was a racial barrier with this.
Here we go.
Yeah, I said it. I don't care. That's kind of crazy.
Oh, wow.
I know. Time out, man. Listen, that man busted his ass for the Judgment Day. He got them in a tag match. Everything.
Hey, so did Liv.
No,
got him the titles.
Right.
Nah, that's some bull. What Carlito do?
And got him on his own.
What Carlito do?
Hey. But Carlito just
he
didn't
help
out.
Them win several
racial barrier right there.
Carlito just pointing out when Dominic's not cool.
So y'all allow Dominicans but not blacks.
Carlito's Puerto Rican.
tomato.
Oh, now we going there. Oh man,
had to get mine back. Had to get mine.
Damn,
gonna get canceled on the first video episode.
So, I mean, we made it.
Yo.
Damn it.
Yeah, so that's where we're going, though, with Rhea Liv. I think it comes down to either Dom helps Liv win, inadvertently, that's a good point,
yeah,
on accident, or Finn
finally
shows that him and Liv have been planning this whole time.
It could finally happen.
The whole time, Austin.
Like we didn't know, but Finn, all right, bro.
We couldn't see you take the room key.
That was the main thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what you're
like, we couldn't see you chilling in the clubhouse with Liv.
Yeah, we know you kind, brother.
No, you did.
Right.
But also with SummerSlam, though. So is that when the Wyatt 6 debut?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what we're heading to, y'all?
We got that promo with the Creeds finally aligning with Chad Gable.
About time.
Yeah.
It is about time. But also, I was just like, yeah, I guess. I'm still not a fan of those dudes.
Oh, I love the Creeds.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think they're... Again, goes back to you should watch NXT. Should have watched NXT, bro.
I'm just saying. I knew who Carmella was. Julius, I mean, the hype was right everybody. There. The Creed.
I can't even... Oh, man.
What y'all want me to say? I know who Trick Williams is. I hear a lot about him.
That's because he's black.
Yeah.
And so is Mello. Oh, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, we digging right in there now. Let's see what the real wrestleholics about.
Yo. You don't mess with them real wrestlers.
Oh, man. Huh? Damn.
Collegiate. They got all the accolades.
They definitely going to think this is a racist wrestling podcast.
You notice how we're on opposite sides of the table, too?
Yo.
Dedrick, you're going to have to stay right here now. This is your spot for now.
Dedrick, all this over here.
I'm going to be just like all this, too. Like, look, y'all, look.
Do your thing.
I ain't Adam Pearce, bro. I'm going to let y'all do. I'm gonna let y'all duke it out. I ain't stopping nothing.
Oh, no, but I think so. I think we get a 6-man tag, or we get Chad and Bo at SummerSlam.
There we go.
Yeah,
Chad and Bo, or Chad and Uncle Howdy.
No, Chad and Bo.
Chad and Bo.
Yeah, I think we get Chad and Bo.
I like that.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that because he was acting crazy the other day.
Literally, bro, laughing. How you gonna be getting beat up and laughing the whole time?
Yeah, no, I know people like that. They usually got a gun on them, so thank God this is WWE. I'm just saying.
No relation to them.
Yes, I'm just saying. They usually got something like, okay, he's laughing. Everybody, hey, yo, it's time to go.
We gotta go.
And Chad just wants to stay there jumping. I'm like, listen, you're not really sending a message because he's been laughing his whole ass whooping.
Yeah.
He finally stopped, though. Was like, look, this ain't what's supposed to be happening. Right. Bro. Then all of a sudden, the lights go out, and they're like, nah, we rolling.
Hey, and the way he dipped out and left the creeds
in there.
And they're like, wait a second, what just happened?
Yeah. Hey, but they listen to our podcast, though, y'all, once again. Oh, once again, was it just last episode?
Yeah, it was last episode.
Where I said that I was hoping that we started getting videos from the other members to show and tell their story. What just happened on Monday?
Y'all could just repost what we said. We won't be mad.
Right. Like, you could just
give us some type of credit.
Just give us a retweet. That way more people listen. You know what I'm saying? Hook us up.
Same.
More people to the website. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Right.
We do articles.
Hey, Uncle Howdy.
We could team up. You give us some tickets. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got to pay $800 for SummerSlam tickets. You know what I'm saying?
Uncle Howdy, don't come after us like you did Pat, though.
Y'all give me Bailey number.
BBL, Bailey. Let me stop
it. BBL.
Hey, I want to go there, but I can't go there.
I'm not going there, man. We're not going there.
Manny gonna be sleeping on the couch.
We are going to get canceled.
That or Manny going to be sleeping on the couch.
Right. See, yeah.
She's going to be like,
I can risk that one. I can risk that one.
Hey, Liv had the line of the night, but I just don't want to say it because.
No, I mean, hey, it's your household.
I love you, babe.
What'd she say, Manny?
All right, so Liv's up there, right, sitting on the stairs, and she's talking about how, you know, Dom's enjoying her time, and she goes, yeah, and I'm quite the screamer. I was like, excuse me?
I did say, ma'am.
Hey, yo.
This is not, we are moving to Netflix, aren't
For
we?
For sure.
They are, hey, I said it when we first talked about Liv's new style. Hey, she letting it all out
there. I swear.
She is scary. I'm not
I love the commentary, though. Like, Pat and Michael Cole are like, bro. Please never separate them two.
Right.
If Pat leaves, bro, like, let that man call the action from home or
something. You've seen what happened when they first did. So Pat left because he got that ESPN deal, and then ESPN did the whole Pat Tillman thing, and Pat, I think, is trying to get out of that contract now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's why Pat eventually came back to WWE because WWE seen what kind of.
He got a lot of value.
What they had.
Tons. But him and Michael Cole were hilarious. Like, when Liv hopped on top of Dom, Michael Cole's like, I don't want to do play-by-play of what's happening right now. Pat McAfee's like, I think we all know what's happening.
No, we definitely know what's going on, Pat. That's why we need Pat.
I swear.
Pat'll break that uncomfortable barrier.
I swear, bro.
Even when Braun Strowman came out, he's like, Pat, that's just one big son of a bitch. I'm like, really, Pat?
Hey, got Braun a t-shirt, though.
Yeah. I promise.
Braun Strowman might be the wrestler I hate the most.
Yeah.
You better be careful. He ripped this building down.
Oh, I guarantee Braun Strowman would kill me. But, like, I am just not a fan at all.
This man went from once saying that he didn't give a shit about indie wrestlers. Now he's posted up at indie wrestling shows.
Yeah, I see that. And also, I don't even want to blame Doug D on this one, because usually I've always said, like, yeah, y'all know what to do when y'all have, like, wrestlers, like, as big as him. Pause. but, like, y'all never do well. Maybe Big Show. That's it. But that's that.
Mark Henry for a little bit.
Yep.
I feel like they didn't do too bad with Mark Henry.
Yeah, he was champion.
Yeah, Big Show, it was just too much repeatedly, like the same thing. Like I always say, that crying stuff was really annoying. I'm like
you're too big to be crying.
Stephanie slapped the hell out of him.
See, they started off with the Big Show big. Like, they started off real nice. Remember?
Paul White.
Like, wasn't he? The favorite to win the Rumble the year The Rock won.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, like, when around that time, they really were pushing him.
He was the only giant.
Yeah. And like,
when you think about it,
it just kind of like got away from it for a while and then started like putting him in tag teams with Rey Mysterio randomly and shit. It's like, what the hell? Like,
I think at one point they really just didn't. I think there was so much going on, they didn't really value him like they should. Yeah. I mean, but also, if you ever look back, like, he wasn't all that good in WCW, but they just used him because he was a giant.
That's who Braun Strowman reminds me of. Like the bad version of Big Show. Like, not even the good version.
So you say Giant Gonzalez?
Giant Gonzalez.
Giant Gonzalez. That's crazy. Like,
I
just don't be feeling it. Like, even that stupid train movie that I don't even know what he calls it, outside the ring, where he runs around. Like, you don't see his big ass running around the ring.
I definitely been like, all right, I'm about to slide in this ring real quick.
There was one point where I did like Braun. I'm not going to lie. Never. He was with the Wyatts, and then when he tagged with Bliss, when they were doing those mixed tag tournaments and stuff.
I say when he first came out, I was like, all right, he looked like a factor. Right. But once you put him by himself and all that, it was like, oh, nah.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. He might be good like in a group.
Yeah, where he doesn't have to carry all the weight.
Yeah,
he's the
muscle. He'd be good like being like a bodyguard for someone, kind of like what Omos was with MVP.
Yep,
that sucked too. But never mind.
Yeah, and AJ, I almost forgot about that.
That one definitely sucked.
Yeah, I mean, it worked for a little bit, because wasn't AJ champ with him?
Yeah.
Yep. AJ hid behind him like a big brother.
It worked for a little bit, but like after a while, that was kind of
I'm not interested, but anyways.
The YS6, I mean, maybe is that where he could he possibly join that?
No.
No?
He doesn't fit. The angle and everything that they're working, Braun don't.
I don't see him tapping back in with that character.
No.
It don't look right,
I guess. He's so far gone from that. He's so moved on.
Not his fault. It's the situation they put him in.
Yep. And that's exactly why he can't go back to that.
And when you think about it, I feel like they've been planning this YS6 ever since Bray has passed.
That's true, yeah.
I think he wasn't even back yet around that time. So I obviously didn't think about you for this. So
that's true.
No knock on him. But
yeah, no knock on him. And for all those people that, because there were people that were talking shit about them bringing back the Wyatt. The YS6 and the whole direction that they were going in, people were saying, oh, they just doing this to sell merch and they just doing this for a money grab. Mm. Total slap in your face, because this shit is cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolute cinema.
And there have even been people who said this is not what Bray wanted, but the direction that it's going is, you know, they didn't
honestly
expect
beyond
it.
That.
Mm. Yeah, they did not expect it at all.
It's a whole new level. Like, this is.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too. Like, it's everything. It's thrilling. Yeah. It's horror. Like, for all the... It's action.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's everything.
Like I said, they scared me more
Drama.
Than Kane did.
Yeah.
Kane terrified me as a kid. And now I'm just like...
Kane stopped being scary when he took the mask off.
Shit. I'm scared of ugly people, too. Shit.
That motherfucker was setting people on fire.
I watched that live. I said, "Whoa, damn!"
You're gonna be around in Cobb County. You better be careful.
Yeah, I don't even need. I don't need to be in Cobb County.
Mayor ain't gonna let you in there.
Man, that was cool. I'll take a flight over there.
I don't need to be anywhere near that area. For sure. But no, Braun Strowman was one of those signings. I just think that they made because it made sense at the moment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think unfortunately, it's not gonna work out, and he's gonna be another one.
So
unless they really do something quickly It's going to be another one that runs his course, and he's going to end up somewhere else, probably AEW.
Yep.
TNA, like
he'll be a champ there.
Yeah, he'll be a champ there for sure. Oh, yeah. But while they have missed on stuff like that, they have hit on some other recent signings in WWE.
You want me to say it? Stephanie Vacher, man, I watched her AEW match with She Who Shall Not Be Named because I already made Drew mad once. But, hey,
what's wrong with Mercedes Moné? You got a problem with Mercedes Moné?
Look, he just waved you
off. Let's keep going, man. We don't need to talk about it, man.
Okay, well, Stephanie and Sasha Banks put on a banger for AEW matches of all.
Yeah.
You know, we actually got to see Sasha Banks wrestle because I think ever since she left, she hasn't wrestled the same.
No.
And the caliber of wrestler that she has gone up, they started to elevate, and it's kind of like she felt stagnant. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she knew she had to get that title and to make it look good.
Hmm.
And that was a great match. And some of the spots they hit. And then in CMLL.
Yeah. Oh. My bad, I'm laughing at Drew.
I ain't even trying to listen to him.
It's just the way he say, I might have to tune in. No, damn well.
Hey, just another NXT.
Check it, man. They didn't piss me off once again, too. I wasn't even going to talk. This going off subject. But the shit Tony Condon said this week, saying Edge is having
resurgence.
Like the best run of his career. I ain't never heard nobody say I had the best run of having a TNT title. This man that had a tag team championship, been a multiple world champion.
Right, intercontinental, European, hardcore.
You telling me I've been asked then?
Right.
You telling me this is my run. I jumped off a ladder and tore my fucking knee. Now this is my run. All right, kiss my ass.
I scared someone hanging from a belt.
I'm just right there. I'm just like, you got to be shit. You really just said that. Like, bro, see, this is why y'all not succeeding right now.
We about to get canceled real quick.
Yeah, this might not be the first edit we should throw out there. Video-wise.
Do it.
Oh, that's why I was laughing so hard. Like, bro, like, I see this facial expression.
Now everybody going, well, I hope these cameras done burnt out now.
I really hope the cameras got that facial expression because he was.
I didn't want to say her name.
I might have to tune in.
Right. Nah,
bro. Nah. I'm not watching
this. I'm doing that shit. I'm sorry. All right. We either got to go to the next subject. We got to end this show.
All right. So Stephanie signed with NXT officially. They announced it.
I can hear Dedrick laughing through the headphones. All right, man. Let's go.
They even cut a dope promo with her and Damian Priest.
Yeah.
And Damian Priest, you know, giving her the welcome, you know, welcome to the family, basically.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
We still ain't seen the signing of the summer, and she ain't showing her face yet. So I'm wondering if when she's gonna pop up.
I swear.
If she pops up at the same time, Drew's looking at me like, "Who the hell are you talking about?" Yeah,
Julia. Yeah.
Hey, right, you gotta get out of mainstream.
All right, now Julia's one. That ain't even AEW. You gotta watch Julia. Julia's gonna be.
Y'all didn't start off like that.
I can't even say gonna be.
She is.
She is a star.
Yeah.
And ain't even here yet.
Yep.
There's a reason why that woman was at WrestleMania weekend.
And shown
on the teleprompter.
She was,
during WrestleMania.
Okay, I know who y'all talking about.
NXT in the shoulder.
Yep. So they were showing her all weekend.
All weekend.
She was hanging out with Nick Aldis, Adam Pearce.
NXT's getting both of them, both Stephanie and her.
And
it's like, once again, WWE, man. I mean, while AEW's taking all the leftovers and the scraps that WWE's leaving, WWE's taking everything that AEW needs.
They actually just signed two tag teams, too. One of them I was a little skeptical about because of, you know, past history with NXT and WWE. So they signed the Motor City Machine Guns.
Yep, I've seen that. That's huge.
Shelly and Sabian.
Yep.
And then they're allowing the Rascals from TNA to flow over.
That's where he was going.
I know them.
So Zach Wentz.
Yeah.
You know.
GG's man.
MSK, which, hey, I'm a diehard MSK fan. Mm-hmm. And then now you got all three of them.
Yep.
You got Trevor Miguel, you got Zach Wentz, and you've got old Wesley.
I don't like that. The only reason I don't like that is because I think Wesley is great by himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs. I think he's outgrown that. So, like, I was a little upset.
I don't know too much of Wesley history, but once I seen he was going in the group, I was like, ugh, I don't know. Like, And then come to find out, oh, he was already with us. I was like, so man, you could have left him.
You think they're doing it just to push, you know, Zach and Trey?
No, I think they're literally doing it. And I hate to say this because I praise Shawn Michaels booking very often. I literally think it's just something to kill time until Wesley goes to the main roster in the draft next year.
Fair. Understandable.
It's literally because, like, there you can't tell me that he can't be in the title picture. Like, maybe he will be after Ethan Page and Trick finish off their little thing.
Yeah, how come he hasn't gotten an NXT title
shot? I don't know. Shot? That's where I thought that was what he was going to come out and say next.
But he was about to leave.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I that's one scenario where I think they're just killing time, and I hate to say that because Shawn Michaels is still, in my opinion, the best booker.
So does Gallus kill him?
I don't know.
Because, you know, they're painting Gallus to be this dominant.
Yeah. Faction. I was hoping they'd put Gallus with Drew McIntyre.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, man.
They better figure it out soon when it comes up to Drew, because this storyline is kind of dying out after CM Punk.
Drew ain't even got a job right now.
Yeah. I've been suspended more than I've been suspended from school. Shit.
Like, damn. Drew got suspended because he didn't want to say sorry.
It's crazy. Like, you came back to school and still got suspended. Still got
they let you back. They said, hey, we'll bring you back, but you got to say sorry. He goes, you shouldn't have invited me.
There's some big things coming, though. Big signings by WWE, I think. Oh, yeah. You know, just, again, a testament to the new era that we are in right now. Mm. I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying a company that is giving new talent a shot. You know, AEW did that a little bit with giving Swerve the championship.
Yep.
But they don't do that very often, which is why I love what WWE is doing right now. Like we said, I mean, look at everything that's happening, the way everything's going, the direction it's going.
We're getting crossovers.
You get crossovers from TNA, which, I mean, how have y'all felt about that real quick? Ooh. I know how Drew feels about Joe Hendry.
The GOAT. But anyway.
Oh, my Lord. So I want to see Nick Nemeth come in because we know the history with NXT.
Ooh.
I want to see Alexander. I want to see him get in there.
I'm a little bit different, so I don't want to see no one from TNA come to AEW. I kind of want to see certain things. I want to see you got to see AJ Styles go back.
Oh, that. Ooh. Yes.
You have to see it. Yes. Like, I think that's the only person I really want to see just go back.
Can we get Trick versus Moose, please?
Trick versus Moose.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they have been sending some people over to TNA, but it's all been NXT people.
Yep.
So you ain't gonna know none of them, of course.
Right.
No, Tatum. Thanks, asshole. But
over there. Tatum. Who was just the recent one?
Charlie Dempsey.
Yep. Charlie Dempsey.
William Regal's son.
Yep.
No, he had
bro,
kids.
He looks just like a dad. He does,
bro. Oh, I gotta see this dude now. Y'all gotta show.
It's creepy.
Him and BP too.
You don't remember when Trick said he called him Charlie from the Chocolate Factory?
I remember that dude.
Because he literally looked, that's him.
Yeah. Yep.
He killed him.
That's creepy. I really didn't think William Regal had kids.
If you wipe the hairspray off of Alexis King's face, he looks just like his dad, Brian Pillman. Does.
Yep.
That's bad.
This man airbrushes a beard on every show.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could
one,
do that.
Another one, too. Lexus King. So yeah. I mean, WWE is killing it right now, man. And the new era, I'm all for it. I'm ready for the ride. Yep. And SummerSlam is the first official PLE under the new era. Yep. Where we were going to the new era.
Transitioning up until this point.
I think the transition is officially over. I think SummerSlam is the first PLE in the new era.
I was trying not to agree with it, but I'm like, no, y'all got a point. Yeah, I mean, it is the time.
You
got
the sponsor matches, you know, Ray's undefeated in them. He's trending for going for the Undertaker's record.
We're also going with the whole new Netflix thing. I think that happens January 1st.
Yeah,
It's
we already get glimpses of.
We're going to have a busy 2025. Just
starting with
Indianapolis.
Royal Rumble.
It's going to be.
Which I'm not. Like, hey, no offense. I love that they come in here. I'm waiting for Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
That's
a podcast in itself. We got to talk about that.
I might be going to Vegas twice next year. I'm not going to lie.
Because we got Royal Rumble that sets up in Indy, and then that sets up our road to WrestleMania.
Yep. We got to. Hey, y'all make sure to like, comment, subscribe to this damn channel, because we need to start making some income off of this.
Right.
We need y'all to pay for this trip.
It's going to be wild. And the content we're going to bring while we're there.
Man. Oh, damn.
It's going to be worthwhile. If you think we're funny now, wait till you see us outside of here.
I swear.
I'm quiet.
getting wrestled.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. You're going to see right. Joe Hendrick. You're going to be like, I believe. So, man, I'm
like, you're doing the wave like this.
I got a silk shirt, too. Corny ass motherfucker.
Bro, I will fight you. Yo, y'all got Joe messed up, bro. Come on.
Hey, if I wasn't standing up.
What is wrong with this dude? I'm gonna make that a gift.
Really hope that was
I hope these cameras still on. I'm gonna make that one a gift for real. Like, man, that's all. That don't even ask. Oh, man, before we go, y'all got anything else, man?
Just check out the website, y'all. WrestleHolics.com. We got more content coming. Definitely tap in with the articles. Yep. Outside the Ring with Drew.
Midweek Mindset with Manny T.
Midweek Mindset with Manny T.
say that five times.
I still only got one article up.
Dedrick's actually he's preoccupied writing articles for everyone else.
That's what I kind of made. I'm scared to press which button. I gotta get my gunshot button.
Pow. No one's safer out here.
Yeah, damn.
Hey, I thought we were just getting Drew today.
You two motherfuckers made a phone call. That's what it was. All right.
I finally had to get you back for letting me get fired.
Oh, my God. Hey, yo, man. I was hoping Dedrick didn't come today because I was finna get on him. I said, I got something for him if he'll come.
Don't worry.
And we on video. Oh, man, boy, man. Appreciate everybody for listening. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, but definitely go check in to WrestleHolics.com. This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Manny T.
And we out.